Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Welcome, Flower Child. And it's got a subtitle. And the subtitle is The Magic of Your Birth Flower. Now, how many months are there in 1 year?
12.
Very good. And did you know that each of those months have their own flower? That's right. So you can figure out, as we listen to the story, you'll get to know which flower would be a flower for me because I was born that month. And then we'll discuss it and we'll know what they look like, and you can look at pictures of them. And in the book, we can see beautiful fairies and little...
And they're all holding flowers.
And they're beautiful flowers too, right? So let's explore, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and... Uh-oh. Do you have a name? You do have a name? Are you going to say what it is? No? Shall I name you?
Not yet. I'm waiting for all of that to pass. And there's a free line for me to say my name.
Oh, you needed to be quiet then? Okay, I'm going to be quiet.
Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget. Wow, well, there you have it, friends. Mommy and Chicken Nugget, we're off to the races. Here we go. Flowers bloom inside this book. Turn the pages and take a look. A flower blooms each month anew. Find the flower just for you. Oh, let's find out. Okay, if you were born in January, your flower is the carnation. In January, the year is new as you bring life and light with you. The way you blossom, big and bold, brings warmth and love to fight the cold. And they are really pretty, aren't they? Now, if you were born in February, like I was, then your flower is the violet. February flowers, slow to unfold, will open wide with hearts of gold. A child with charm and dreaming eyes brings sunshine to the grayest skies. Aww. Do I bring sunshine to your gray skies?
Mm-hmm.
I do? Oh, you bring them to mine too. Only you're not a February baby, are you? No, let's keep going. If you were born in March, your flower is the daffodil. All March babes are warm and bright like daffodils, a spring delight. A sunshine smile is what you bring to make each day as fresh as spring. Now, if you were born in April, you're a sweet pea. April flowers have no fear, born to thrive and persevere. Sweet vines reach toward the sun. Posies bloom and burst with fun. Wow, I really like those flowers, don't you? Now, we're in the month of May right now, right? So May's flower is called Lily of the Valley. Oh, how pretty are those? Welcoming May's butterflies are lacy bells and blushing skies. With smiles and laughter, charm and grace, your love feels like a warm embrace. These are really pretty flowers. Very delicate. Oh my goodness. I think a lot of people think this is their favorite flower. In June, your flower is the rose. The kindest babes are born in June and shine just like the sun at noon. Within your brambles, magic grows, a child lovely as a rose. Oh, and they look, they've got honeysuckle too in the vines around the roses. It's really pretty. Whoa. Look at how beautiful.
Water lily.
If you're a July baby, Your flower is the water lily. Little one born in July, you're brilliant as the summer sky. You bring radiant fun to every day with a smile to send the blues away. And my goodness, what a beautiful flower. Oh, look at this. If you're an August baby, you're also the California state flower. You're a poppy. I love that name too. August flowers stand up for what?
It's from Charles?
No, it's because it's what Aunt Sally named her dog.
Oh.
But that too. Okay, sorry guys. So, August flowers stand up for what's just. You're the kind of friend that we can all trust. Your tender heart is so resilient and blooms like flowers, big and brilliant and useful. If you're a September baby, oh my goodness. This might be my, I don't know if this is, I might be my favorite. These are the morning glories. Look at how beautiful they are because they're my favorite color. They're purple. Flower child born in September, your affection is what we remember. With warmth and magic in your heart, your grace always sets you apart. Are you ready for yours? Here we go. October babies. Oh, you lucky ducks. You've got a wide variety of flowers here. Orange and red and pink and... Why?
It's our Aunt Sally's.
Yeah. Ooh.
Daughter's name.
You've got a cousin named Marigold, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So October is the Marigold. October's children truly care. Live to comfort, heal, and share. A friend who knows just what to do. Loving others is easy for you. I think that's really true. Because you're very kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 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 look at the size of these. Boy, November babies, you have probably the biggest flower of them all. This is the chrysanthemum. What a name and what a flower. November flower, you're such fun. Giving the giggles to everyone as you brighten up the dusky fall. Your warmth brings smiles to us all. And those are big flowers, aren't they? They're beautiful. And then, of course, we could have guessed this one. A December flower is the poinsettia. That's right. December flowers are vibrant and strong. They raise our spirits like a song. Your sweetness and courage are a gift that gives our hearts a cheerful lift. And we see these every Christmas, don't we? In fact, they're the flower of Christmas, and they're so pretty. No matter what the time of year, you were born to be held dear. Adventure through the garden bed, travel where your heart is led. The greatest bliss I'll ever know will be to watch you grow, grow, grow. That, my friends, is
the end.
The end.